All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We've been talking about return to play, kids back competing here during the month of February, and we've been dealing with, you know, capacity limitations, things of that nature, who can be in the gym, who can't, how are we going to get the pep band involved, and Rusty Ruggles, the band director at Mercer County High School, figured out a way to do that. So tell our listening audience, how is the pep band getting involved with Mercer County basketball events here in 2021?
Well, we are in the auditorium, which is relatively close to the gym, and we've got our kids in there with horn covers, and they're spaced, and they have the playing masks. And so I'm just miking them and running the mic cables into the gym sound system, and then everybody that's in there can listen to it, you know. And, you know, the players like warming up to it, and they got certain favorite songs, so I ask them what they want us to play, and that's how we did it. It took a lot of cable. It took 300 feet of mic cable to get in there, but we got it done.
And, you know, just looking at why that was important to do something like that, and I know the couple of games I've done down there, that's one thing that makes it a little closer to normal. So how receptive were the band kids to say, well, yeah, let's do this?
Oh, they were 100% on board. I think that if you'd ask any kid what their favorite part of what we do out of the number of things that we do, the pep band's probably their favorite. Now, we know we're not in the gym, and that's part of why they like it, you know, to be loud and, you know, holler at the kids and, you know, cheer them on and stuff. But this year has just been about making the best out of the situation that you have or the rules that you have. So that's, you know, this was the best we could do. They're all for it, and we're going to play as many games as we can.
So what does it mean to you, though? Personally, to, you know, because it was crazy because, you know, so many coaches that I've talked to as we moved into the early part in mid part of January, I think it was a foregone conclusion that most of us, including myself, said, well, you know, these high risk sports aren't going to be played this year. And then lo and behold, we get to late January, and I think everybody's kind of shocked that, you know, as we talked today, there's a season.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
What has it meant for you to be involved in this?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, you know, for me to even think about the boys not running out of the horse, that hurts me, you know. And I told them they don't run out from a locker room because there's no locker room. And I'm like, boys are going to have to figure out how you're running out because we're doing this. I didn't think we were going to have a season. And so we were prepared, and everything's just so last minute. Football is going to be the same way. I haven't even thought about it. I don't know what they're going to let us do. I just know that for our kids, part of one of the reasons why we're successful and have a lot of kids is the experiences that we give them. And I'm a little worried about, you know, some of the younger kids not having those experiences, but I got to hand it to my senior class because they've been great. They've been, you know, trying to pump everybody up and trying to get people where they're supposed to be and, you know, trying to keep the spirit level alive in the band side of things. So, yeah, it means a lot to me. I'd play every game if I could. I just think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, my reaction the first night I heard it, I'm like, wait, the band's playing what? And what what has been, you know, when I've told the visiting coaches that have come in, you know, Ridgewood came in and United, I said, well, our band's playing tonight. Well, how are they going to do that? And I'm like, well, they're setting them up out in, you know, the auditorium, and they're piping the music in to the gymnasium. So, you know, I'm sure you've kind of heard some good stuff. I know the first night I was there, I tweeted out some social media stuff and got a lot of reaction to it and people saying, man, that's great. They're doing that. What have you heard?
Yeah, I've heard all good things. You know, lots of compliments from player parents, especially, you know, thanking for trying to make it as normal as we can. You know, I hope I don't want to put pressure on anybody else. You know, I mean, I knew that we would be able to do this because a lot of it has to do with how close that big room can be to the gym. And we were going to be able to do it. I hope other schools, you know, try to do it because kids need to play, you know, and we've got so many programs that aren't playing, and all programs across this nation are going to be hurt. And that is something that we all talked about in the beginning. And we've been lucky enough at Mercer County to have a very supportive administration to support us financially with all the things that we need because they knew that the kids needed, you know, to be playing. So I hope we've gotten lots of positive feedback, and I think it's great for the program.
And you don't know yet. You're talking a little bit about kind of football season, and that would be marching band. You don't know what the protocols are right now. Now, this is just me speaking. I believe that the fan restrictions will be loosened quite a bit for outdoor sports. This is just me saying. There's nothing official on that, but I just think there's the possibility of that, as long as we stay in phase four under the restorable and mitigation, and we inch closer to maybe phase five. I mean, your hope right now is maybe you can do some type of marching band thing, maybe?
Well, if weather permitting, I mean, who knows what March 19th is going to bring. That's our first home game. I know that we've got so many kids that I doubt if we're going to be able to be in the stands. I'm not taking away from any parents being able to see their kids play. That's something that we would never do. I don't know if it's a visiting side, like we sit over there, or maybe we just march out for halftime and play and then march back in. I don't know. I have no idea what it's going to bring. One of the things we've learned is throughout this whole COVID year is to be flexible and do things last minute. And that's taken a lot of adjustment for me because I'm a planner. I like to know at least 3 or 4 months ahead of time what's going on. Then we only get a week.
Yeah, so then you turn around and you'll have marching band in the fall, because I'm being optimistic here, and I hope that, it's a regular school year next year and we're back as close to normal as possible. I hope that happens. I was going to ask you before we let you leave us, too. I think in mid-March, the Rhubarb Fest Committee, they're making a decision on, whether they can proceed or not.
Right.
To the festival, and I think a lot of these, summer events are starting to look at the calendar. Have you thought much about, the band shell schedule yet? You be able to have some events, you think, maybe this summer?
We were able to do a couple things last summer, so I've reluctantly started to book some things, and so I've got a couple things on the books. I just don't know, I haven't decided on the community band yet, because, we don't really have a place to rehearse, but our community band's big. It's like over 50 people, and so you can't have that. So we don't have horn cover. There's all these issues that come into it. I know that the safety of everybody involved is the main thing that we're going to be talking about. And when we use the Illinois Department of Health, we ask them. They're great with giving us information on that stuff. So with band shell events, if we can keep two groups of 50, 30 feet apart, like we did last summer, I could do, some of those. It may not be a full schedule, but I want to try to do at least some things in the park this summer. So we're going to keep trying.
All right. That's all you can do is give it the old Mercer County try. And I tell people, what really felt good for me is when I heard the horse play. I'm like, well, man, we are back to normal. And then I heard the Golden Eagle fight song. And I thought, Mr. Ruggles, I thought, man, everything is going to be okay, because it's all music always makes you feel that way. Everything going to be okay. So I appreciate it. Great seeing the kids, man, participating. And you can just tell what that band means to those kids playing on the floor. And that adds the vibe to almost it's normal. And hopefully, like I said, next school year, we can get the fans back into the gymnasium as well. Appreciate it, Mr. Ruggles. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks for your time, Jim.
And you're listening to WDRMJ and WDRMJ.com.